From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's DEX, August 18th. On-chain and off the five stories saying today's crypto agenda. Let's get into it. First, from Cointelegraph, Ethereum Foundation warns some tools may break with Glamsterdam upgrade. Developers have been urged to test on Platybridget before Glamsterdam's new gas model reaches Ethereum's other testnets and mainnet. The Ethereum Foundation EF has warned that some wallets, indexers, and gas estimators may break because of gas model changes in the upcoming Glamsterdam upgrade. On Monday, the EF's protocol DevOps team said any tool relying on a hard-coded maximum gas limit will break and must be updated. It urged developers to test their systems on Platybridget, a public testnet intended to operate for several months. Next, second, from CryptoBriefing, Moscow Exchange plans to launch Bitcoin, Ethereum perpetual futures next month. Moscow crypto futures expansion could enhance Russia's financial infrastructure, offering regulated crypto exposure and potentially influencing global markets. The post Moscow Exchange plans to launch Bitcoin, Ethereum perpetual futures next month appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Up next, third, from Cointelegraph, alleged $165 million crypto Ponzi mastermind faces U.S. charges after Fiji deportation. Prosecutors allege Edwards Zimbardi collected crypto from thousands of investors, lost over $34 million on currency trades, and spent at least $10 million personally. Edwards Zimbardi, the alleged mastermind of a $165 million crypto Ponzi scheme, was returned to the United States after being deported from Fiji to face federal fraud and money laundering charges. On Monday, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Georgia said that Fijian authorities deported Zimbardi on Friday in coordination with the FBI and State Department. And then, fourth, from CryptoBriefing, Fundstrat predicts Bitcoin is overdue for 30% price moves. Bitcoin's potential for 30% price swings highlights the importance of strategic timing in trading, as missing key days can drastically affect returns. The post Fundstrat predicts Bitcoin is overdue for 30% price moves appeared first on CryptoBriefing. Next, fifth, from Cointelegraph, fabricated rumors about Bitmart founder Binance B stocks dominate Asia Express. Binance B stocks have overtaken X stocks to become the second largest tokenized stock issuer by value less than 2 months after launch. B stocks reached about $624 million on Ong. 3. Surpassing X stocks at roughly $579 million, but trailing Ondo Finance at about $927 million, according to token terminal data. The issuer landscape has shifted sharply as the tokenized stock market has grown. A year earlier, X stocks led with $40.7 million, followed by Robinhood at $37.2 million, while Ondo held about $65,000. Up next, sixth, from U.Today, XRP, Bitcoin, Shiba Inu SHIB, and Zcash CAC price analysis for August 18. Market volumes fly over the top. The Conduct your own research by contacting financial experts before making any investment decisions. We believe that all content is accurate as of the date of publication, but certain offers mentioned may no longer be available. And then, 7th, from B in crypto, Nike stock hits 12-year low. Riskier than Bitcoin? Nike Inc. closed at $39.09 on Monday. That is its weakest close since September 2014. The stock sits about 78% below its 2021 record. Bitcoin has not fallen that far in this bear market. Nike is a Dow Jones Industrial Average stock. Investors buy that index for safety. The chart no longer looks safe. Nike lost 4.03% on Monday, nearly 80% below its record close of $169.74 recorded on November 5, 2021. The damage since then is easy to size. Nike is now worth about $58 billion. Apply today's share count to the record price, and the peak value is near $255 billion. Next, 8th, from B in crypto, 5% treasury yields won't crush record high stocks. Can Bitcoin say the same? Wall Street's biggest bears have gone quiet on 5% treasury yields. Bank of America Private Bank Chief Investment Officer Chris Heise says the level no longer scares stocks the way it once did. The bigger question is whether Bitcoin can also fight off the bear case high treasury yields can bring for risk on assets. While equities shrug off higher rates, Bitcoin has spent 2026 losing the fight for the same money. Why 5% doesn't scare stocks anymore? Speaking on CNBC Closing Bell, Heise said $9 trillion sits in money funds and deposit accounts. Up next, 9th, from Crypto Slate, crypto miner warns of potential bankruptcy as unclosed financing leaves $33 million in maturing debt exposed. Under its current plan, the proposed Vulcan financing totals $39.4 million and would redeem $33.1 million in senior notes due October 31. It saw 14 quarterly filings said the company would use the financing for that redemption. However, as of August 16, Vulcan had not reported the financing closed. The company, formerly Greenidge Generation, said the private investment in public equity, or PIPE, had not closed. It said no proceeds had been received and no securities had been issued. At June 30, Vulcan held $3.197 million of cash and cash equivalents. And then, 10th, from CryptoSlate, Solana treasury firm cuts shares 700 for one, but leaves room for nearly 100 billion more. Solana treasury company Sali Limited, formerly BIT Mining, said shareholders approved a capital reset that leaves it with 100 billion authorized Class A ordinary shares after a 700 for a one consolidation. The vote came nearly a month after the New York Stock Exchange suspended trading in its American depository shares. Sali Limited said Monday that investors at an AUG 14 extraordinary general meeting first approved increasing authorized Class A shares from 38.4 billion to 70 trillion, representing the authorized capacity for the pre-consolidation shares. That's the tape. Stay on chain, stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. New here. Grab your...